Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. Today, we're diving into something that affects pretty much all of us, social media and its impact on our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram or TikTok and feel like you're falling down a rabbit hole of comparison and negativity? You know that feeling when your self-esteem takes a little hit after seeing everyone else seemingly living their best lives? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But the good news is we can actually take control of this situation. We can turn social media from a potential mental minefield into a tool for connection and inspiration. So, what are some strategies to manage this beast and keep our minds feeling strong and healthy? Buckle up, because we're about to unpack some powerful insights. First off, recognize that social media is curated content. People usually only share the highlights, the perfectly filtered moments. It's like looking at a magazine spread. It's aspirational, sure, but not necessarily realistic. Remember, behind those seemingly perfect pictures and captions, there are real people with real struggles just like you and me. Next up, be mindful of your time. You know that old saying, time is money? Well, in this case, time is mental well-being. Set limits on how much time you spend scrolling each day. Use those built-in phone features to track your usage, or even better, schedule specific times for social media and stick to it like a rock. Imagine what you could accomplish with that extra time, learning a new skill, spending quality time with loved ones, or just enjoying some peace and quiet. Now, let's talk about the content you consume. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, jealous, or inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring people, uplifting content, and things that genuinely interest you. Think of it like curating a garden. You want to plant seeds of positivity and growth. Don't forget the power of real-life connection. Put down the phone and have meaningful conversations with friends and family. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment offline. Remember, true happiness comes from building genuine relationships and experiences, not just accumulating likes and followers. Finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you slip up or find yourself getting sucked into the social media vortex. It's a journey, not a destination. Every day is a new opportunity to reset, refocus, and cultivate a healthy relationship with technology. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others on social media? Like, wow, their life looks amazing. Why can't mine be like that? We've all been there. That feeling of inadequacy is totally understandable. But remember, those highlight reels rarely show the full picture. It's like looking at a snapshot of someone's vacation. You see the beautiful beaches and delicious food, but you don't see the long flights, jet lag, or maybe even that argument they had with their travel companion. Think about it. That friend who always seems to be living their best life? They probably have struggles too. Maybe they're dealing with stress, anxiety, relationship issues, or anything else we all face. Social media often paints a one-sided story. It's important to remember that everyone is fighting their own battles behind the scenes. Look, I'm not saying ditch social media altogether. It can be a great tool for connecting with people, discovering new things, and even starting businesses. But it's all about finding balance. Be intentional with your usage. Curate your feed to reflect your values and aspirations. And remember that real life is happening outside the screen. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? First, recognize that social media isn't always a true reflection of reality. It's curated content designed to grab attention. Second, be mindful of your time and make conscious choices about what you consume. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy and follow those that inspire and uplift you. Remember, your mental well-being is more important than any number of likes or followers. And lastly, don't forget the power of real-life connections. Put down the phone, Go for a walk, have coffee with a friend, engage in activities that bring you joy. Those are the things that truly matter. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one thing you can do differently today to improve your relationship with social media. Maybe it's unfollowing an account that makes you feel negative, setting a time limit for scrolling, or planning a fun activity offline. Take that first step, and I promise you'll start feeling the difference. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, drop a comment below. Until next time, keep striving for that mental toughness, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.